dim the lights of this shirt on.
I was going to compliment you all on noticing my yellow shirt that I had on. My wife does a good job. You have your Bibles with you tonight. We'd like for you to turn with us to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 20. And we'd like for you to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. We'd like to thank Brother Gordon, the church, for the privilege we have tonight to be able to preach. I'd also like to say thanks to Miss Gordon and all the ladies for all the good job that they've done with the meals and preparing those. We thank the Lord for them. Here in Hebrews chapter 10, we'd like to read this verse first. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The word assembly, we'd like for you to notice that word. Not forsaking the, what is a church? Not forsaking the churching. Not forsaking the churching of yourselves together. Now back here in John chapter 20, we'd like to notice verse 1. The first day of the week cometh, Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. When it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Go back over here to verse 19. Then the same day at evening, now notice that. Then the same day at evening, and once you get that, that's what my main thrust of this message is all about. Being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Isn't that great? Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whomsoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, now, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot accomplished in those verses that we just read to you. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Now, look what Thomas missed by not being in that night service. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have not seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Amen. And Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe." Amen. We like to preach. I didn't know what to title this message, so I just put this on here, I guess, yesterday. Not forsaking ourselves together nightly. Not forsaking ourselves together nightly. We're living in a day when Baptists, our kind of Baptists, independent missionary Baptists, seem to think that Sunday night and Wednesday night are not important. But I believe, and I hope I convince you of this tonight, if you're here and you just miss on Sunday night and Wednesday night because of Billy's baseball game, or Sally's gymnastics, that you'll see the truth about assembling yourselves together nightly on Sunday night and Wednesday night. I'll tell you what, I'm really burdened over this. I haven't preached this to my people yet. But the reason I hadn't, I hadn't been there for the last few weeks. I've been in revival meetings. And I thought, well, I can't preach that right now. My wife told me, she said, "You better not preach that now." But I'm going to preach it to them, Lord willing. But there has been some churches that have stopped having Sunday night services and Wednesday night services. Unless you're providentially hindered, unless you're in the hospital or nursing home or funeral home, you need to be in services. And I realize sometimes we have providential hindrances. You all determine what those providential hindrances are. Only you and the Lord can do that. If you have peace with that providential hindrance, that's fine. That's all that matters. But the faithful come to every service possible. The unfaithful don't hardly come at all.
Why don't we have the same number on Sunday night as we do on Wednesday night? Everybody's a member. But there is still a big difference, and sometimes 50% difference. Sometimes 40, sometimes 30% difference. Why is that? Is everybody providentially hindered? Now, I'm serious. I'm serious as a judge. Now, this is for your benefit. It's for my benefit. This is a message the Lord has given me to preach. By His grace, I want to preach it. By the grace of God, as long as I'm pastor of Olmsted Baptist Church, we're always going to have Sunday night services and Wednesday night services. And if I go to bring it up to stop Sunday night services and Wednesday night services, they need to fire me. And if your pastor does that, fire him. Now, in the scriptures here that we've just read, we see Jesus holding night services. Night services are scriptural. Well, we'll use that Hebrews 10:25. Boy, we'll preach that over and over and over. And boy, they're going to start coming on Wednesday night. And we'll use that's about the only scripture that we use. But I want to show you tonight some services that Jesus held at night, that Peter held at night, that John held at night. Scriptural, that night services are scriptural. Now, here in John chapter 20, and in verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, turn back here to verse 1. That's the verse I wanted in the first place. We'll come back to that after a while. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. So we see here that it was a night service. We see also that Thomas missed Sunday night services. And we're going to try to bring out a few things that he missed when he missed Wednesday night services. There's a lot of things that you miss when you miss Sunday night or Wednesday night services. Now, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, let us look at verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. Paul preached unto them. He didn't show a movie. He didn't have Awanas. Say, now look out, brother. Your children need the preaching of the Word of God as much as you do. Why do we have to have special services for the children? Well, look out. Thank you, brother. We are, you're saved by the grace of God. You need the preaching as much as I do. He preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Say, man alive. How long are you going to preach, Brother Jones? There's a lot that took place there at midnight. Fell out of the window. Thought he was dead. But we see here, this was a night service. He preached till midnight. You know, it's a shame, isn't it? You preach 10 minutes over. You preach 5 minutes over. And you have this going on. You know. And then before long, they go, oh. You know, y'all ever notice that? I don't know if the sign's still there or not, but when I was pastoring up in Traverse City, they used to have a sign underneath the clock. It said, "Remember Lot's wife." I like those late laughs. You know, they finally got it. But we see here, he preached till midnight. Tell you what, when the preaching is going on in spirit and in truth, people are going to respond. And they're going to rejoice over the preaching of the Word of God. And we ought to be able to rejoice. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, there he said that we are not to forsake the assembling or the churching of ourselves together. Now back here in John chapter 20 and in verse 19, he says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you." What a blessing. Peace be unto you. The Lord can calm us. The Lord can calm us. He can give us peace. He can give us peace like any pill that you could ever take. And I'm not against taking pills if you need them. Where are you at on Sunday night? Where are you at on Wednesday night? I've got to have that pill. Can't do without it. Got to have it every day. Got to take it 2 times a day. Got to take it 3 times a day. Got to take it, you know, more than that. But where are you at on Wednesday night and Sunday night where you can get the Word of God and get some scriptures and the Lord say unto you, "Peace be unto you"? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Have y'all tried that? Or have you just gone to the doctor and got your pills and stay home because you're bombed out? And I'm not getting down on you because you're on medicine. Some people have to be on medicine. I want you to understand that. But I believe sometimes it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. When we can come to the house of God and get what we need to help us in our problems, in our troubles, and the things that's wrong with us. The Word of God can do that. So we see here that God's people are forsaking their night services. This happened in my church. You say, Brother Jones, lived with it. It's been like that for years. It's just gotten worse. Amen. When you're coming, or when you stop coming on Sunday night services, you are going to start doubting. Amen. Just like Thomas did. Why is it that we cannot make it on Sunday night and Wednesday night? Why is it that you can't make it? You answer the Lord that right now. Why you can't make it on Wednesday night and Sunday night? Why is it that you can't make it? You answer to him. I've been taught that the backbone of the church is usually there on Wednesday night. The backbone of the church is there on Sunday night. Listen, people can learn a lot about Home Baptist Church by looking at the attendance on Sunday night and Wednesday night. They can learn a lot. They can go by here on Sunday morning and see the parking lot filled up. Then they come by on Wednesday night and they see the parking lot about 50% full. What does that tell you? Who are we trying to fool? And we're to be a testimony. Now, the Wednesday night crowd are hearing more preaching. They're singing more praises. They're fellowshipping more with God's people. They're learning more doctrine. They're getting a midweek spiritual meal. And usually, they are the ones that are deeply involved in the church. And usually when the church has a split or divisions are in the church, it's not the Wednesday night crowd that starts them. You're right. It's also the Wednesday night crowd that backs the pastor. And so we've told you earlier that night services are scriptural. Jesus had night services. Paul had night services. Others had night services. And I believe that Wednesday night services is a very important part of the health of our churches. Brother Jones, I don't care what you preach. I don't care what Brother Dan preach. If I want to miss on Wednesday night, I'm going to miss. And if Billy's having a baseball game, I'm going to watch Billy's baseball game. You'll go ahead, but you'll stand before God with it. You say, oh, Brother Jones, my grandpa used to teach that all the time. We need some more grandpas. I don't believe that there is a member here that would vote to stop having Sunday night and Wednesday night services. Would any of you members vote that in? Why do you miss? Do you know what you're saying when you just deliberately miss the Wednesday night services and Sunday night services? You are putting a sign out there on your front door, not open. And you're saying a lot more. I want every member of my church to be a backbone member. You are going to make this church what it is. You are. Don't look around you and look at this one and look at that one and look at this one. See how they're responding because they miss just about every Wednesday night. Don't look at them. You look at yourself. Because every single one of us are susceptible to not make it on Wednesday night and on Sunday night because of Billy's birthday party. Or to little Sally's baptismal service over at so-and-so church. It may, and the biggest part of the time, it's not even a Baptist church. It's even worse yet. But we're all susceptible to doing that. And I love my children and I love my grandchildren. But there's been times when I have had to stand against my children and my grandchildren. When Thomas missed this evening service, he missed the promises and the presence of the Lord. Look with me in verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. He missed the presence of the Lord. I'll tell you what, I've been here at this church several times on Wednesday nights. And I've experienced the power and the presence of the Lord being in the midst. There is nothing in this world like it. To experience the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like it. There's not a feeling like it. He missed that. And when you're not here, you miss that. Never get it back. Absolutely. You say, what's the big deal? Missing Wednesday night service. I'll tell you what it is. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. He missed the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God. There is nothing in this world like being filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? Listen. The Spirit of God moves in Wednesday night services, Sunday night services, like he does Sunday morning services. Wednesday night won't be a high service. We have our high services on Sunday morning. That's when everybody, if they come forward, that's when everybody comes forward. It's usually on Sunday morning services. Isn't that our way of thinking? And the only ones, the only ones that came to night services was the only ones that were able to see his wounds. In verse 20. Thomas missed that. He missed that. That day. Another thing that he missed was peace. Look at verse 19 again. And when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. He missed that peace that only God can give. Amen. I've had people call me and they'll talk to me for an hour at a time. Brother Jones, this is going wrong and that's going wrong and I feel like this and I feel like that and I'm just this and I'm that and I'm just, you know, I am so messed up. And they'll not be there Wednesday night or Sunday night. Don't do your pastor that way. Brother Dan doesn't mind you calling. But he preaches on Sunday night and Wednesday night also. And he can help you a whole lot. If you will come on Wednesday night and Sunday night. See, Brother Jones, I've never heard a message like this in my life. We need this. We are failing in our Sunday night services and our Wednesday night services. Amen? Ladies, you can do that if you want to. That's right. That's where we're at today. And we wonder what's wrong in our services. We wonder why people aren't being saved. We wonder why that the revival, we don't have revival in our churches. And it's simply because of us and our unfaithfulness. That's what he missed. He also missed in verse 21. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Thomas missed the important instructions for his life. Brother Dan is giving important instructions for your life. Every pastor here is doing that on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And when you're not here, you are missing God's instructions for your life. And he needed these instructions. I'm sending you out. He's sending us out every day. We need his instructions. Instructions. So Thomas missed the will of God for his life. I'll tell you what, I try to give a lot of instructions on Wednesday night and Wednesday night and Sunday night. People like to come on Sunday morning because they know pastors, all he's going to preach usually on Sunday morning is just salvation messages. You know, that's what they think. And a lot of times we do. The biggest part of the time we do. But there's instructions for us also on Wednesday night and Sunday night. What is this Christian life all about? Is it just for us to come on Sunday morning and think that we've, you know, well, we've done quite a bit. I'm faithful. I come every Sunday. I don't miss a Sunday morning. I'm there. Look with me in Psalm 17. In Psalm 17. Look at verse 3. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. He visits us every Wednesday night. Every Sunday night. He visits this church. He visits your respective church. Look with me in Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Let us look at verse 15. And when it was evening, not Sunday morning, when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to to sit down on the grass. And he took 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and he broke and he gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did eat all and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 basketfuls. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Man. How'd you like to have been in that one? Huh? That would have been very impressive, wouldn't it? And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, not Sunday morning, when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. This was at night. I thought this took place during the day. You know? And in the 4th watch of the night. Now my wife helped me out with this one. In her Bible, it said the 4th watch of the night meant that it was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Isn't that something? Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, and he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" That was a night service. Look what they would have missed. Man, there's all kinds of things there in those scriptures that they missed if they wasn't there. The power of God, the presence of God. Amen. We miss a lot when we don't come on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Look with me in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Let us look at verse 25. And at mid-afternoon. Huh? No. At midnight. You say, "Brother John, you're picking all these scriptures at past midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning." And I'll tell you what, anytime God's people are gathered together, whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. The Lord's going to be there. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You all know the rest of the story. Philippian jailer was saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
You miss on Wednesday night. You miss on Sunday night. You miss witnessing a lost soul coming to the Lord.
Amen.
By the aid of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You miss that. The greatest miracle that the Lord can perform.
Amen.
When He borns a person again right before our very eyes.
Amen.
And we're not there to witness it. People can go home. They can call the members that were not there. You can call your friends. You can call your relatives. You can call whoever you want to and tell them about it. But it won't be like it was if you'd have been there. I don't care what you say. Or you try to tell them the high service that they missed. They've missed it. So Paul and Silas had night services. Have one more scripture here. Matthew chapter 8. Let us look at verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
Man.
How'd you like to be in a house full of sinners? People that were possessed with devils. And see the Lord manifest His power and presence in changing their lives. Saving them by the grace of God. Changing their life. Let me tell you something. Who the Lord saves, He changes. You've never been changed. You're living the same way you've always lived. You've missed something. God changes the people that He saves by the grace of God. How'd you like to have been in that service? So, Brother John, you don't know my life. You don't know the life that I've lived. Listen, regardless of the life that you lived, I don't care how hard, I don't care what you've done, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save your soul tonight. You're backslidden. You've drifted away from the Lord. I don't care how far you've gone, where you're at, how low you are, Jesus Christ can give you grace to change your life and get back in the house of God.
Amen.
Start living for the Lord and serving Him.
Amen,
tell you what, you miss out a lot on forsaking the assembling of yourselves together.
Right.
So you're backslidden. The Lord can change that.
Amen.
If He saved your soul, He can change your backslidden life. You miss out on a lot.
Yeah.
While you're out there in the world.
Amen.
You miss a lot. You're not able to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Man.
That's a lot to miss.
Amen.
lot to miss. And you'll pay for it. You'll pay for it the rest of your life. It pays to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Now, look with me in verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. I believe that was at night. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Man, the things that we miss. I have one other here. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Let us look at chapter 3 and verse 2. And the same came to Jesus when? Sunday morning? Came by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, or born of the water of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We see here that Nicodemus was saved by the grace of God in a night service. And one of the greatest passages of Scripture and the most famous verse in all of the Word of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That was at a night service.
Amen.
People will sit there and say, Wednesday nights aren't scriptural. Huh? Sunday night's just an extra service. I've already been once. I'll tell you what. I need all the preaching that I can get. Well, Wednesday night, they call it prayer meeting. Call it prayer meeting, we don't even pray. Preacher gets up and preaches, and we go home. We pray too much anyway. Listen, we pray because God has commanded us to pray. Listen. In closing, God has given you a church to help you. You're going to have to stand before God. and give an account for everything that is preached from this pulpit. God has given you your church. He has given you your pastor. He has given you all the doctrines and all the teachings that He put in His church. When you're not here, you miss everything that goes on here. And I cannot help but believe that there is one soul here that needed this message. Some areas where you have failed. You haven't been honest with the Lord. You haven't been honest with your church, and you haven't been honest with your pastor. You've done nothing but make up a bunch of excuses. But maybe tonight, the Holy Spirit of God has spoken to you. You're here tonight, and you're away from the Lord. You know you're saved by the grace of God. But you're backslidden. You're away from Him. You know what you need to do next? You go back to where you got off.
Right.
Are you back there? You got to go back there. Repent. And then do whatever you have to do. Get right with your church. Get right with the Lord. Get right with your church. And get in there and live for the Lord. Serve Him. Dedicate your life to the Lord. Lord, here's my life. Take it. Use it. For your honor and glory. Here it is. I'm all yours. I've had enough of this world. I need the Lord. I need the Lord in my life. And I'm surrendering my life. Here it is, Lord. Here it is. Take it. Use it. And by the grace of God, I'm going to be more faithful to the Lord on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Brother Dan comes. We have a song of invitation. Brother Dan, you come. And the Lord has spoken to you, we urge you to come.